So I'm in London at Padium, and who's next to me?
My name is Human Ashrafzadeh. I'm the founder of the club.
Yeah, and what's happening here?
What's happening is we're coming up to our 3 months anniversary of when we launched the club, and it's been a super exciting ride. I wanted to bring paddle to London and elevate the game, and I think it's been challenging, to say the least, with this project, with everything that came with it. But it's been a fun journey, and since we've opened, it's been super successful. We're very happy to see so many people here, and new people, new faces every day, and yeah, just a lot of paddle happening right now here.
Yeah, so where you're about? Can you tell me something about you?
So I'm originally Iranian, but I grew up in Sweden, in Helsingborg, in a, I would say the mecca of paddle inside of Sweden. And I lived in London for the last 20 years, but on my trips back home to Sweden, I discovered this game around 4 or 5 years ago, fell in love with it, and I think it was more of a frustration not being able to play it in London. There were only a few handful of courts available, and they were outdoors. And, you know, it rains quite a lot here, so it was both difficult to book, and when you had the chance to play, you would be playing in outdoor conditions. So I wanted to change that and build something that was resembling the kind of places that I had seen back home in Sweden. And that's how Padium came to life.
It's an amazing mission, quite young, 3 months now. So the year 2023 was like the start. What's happening for the next year? Do you have like a goal? Because there are a few courts. Can you tell me a bit about the location?
Yes, so we're in the heart of Canary Wharf on Bank Street. We have 7 indoor courts, currently 1 outdoor court, but we're building 1 more outdoor court soon, beginning of next year. This is just the beginning. Our goal is to become the biggest and most premium paddle brand in the UK. We have additional sites that are coming up. I can't confirm them yet, but they are in the plans and very close to becoming something that I can talk to more officially in the next couple of months.
So more locations, but you can say it's in London, or?
I can't say anything else than that there are more locations coming up.
Okay, we're waiting for that news. About you, you're a player also, you started. What made you play padel? Where did you start?
As I said, I played it in Sweden early on.
What was the club?
Racket. A club Racket in my hometown. Played it with my brother and his friends. I mean,
where was the hometown?
Helsingborg, in the south of Sweden. That's when I started playing. I got exposure to it there. And I can't really say that I played much in London because there were so few courts. So I partly built this club so I could play myself more often.
And these friends, did they already come here?
Yeah, they're here. A lot of them come here. So I try to play as much as I possibly can, but I'm a busy man. I run not just this business. I have another business as well, Urban Greens. It's a healthy fast food business, which is also based in London.
And is it also vegan?
No, it's not just vegan. We do vegan options, but not just vegan. I have a passion for food as well. So that's where that business came from. So I divide my time, but I try to play 2-3 times a week. And I have hired my coaches here with the mission to also make me a really good player. So hopefully in the next couple of months, I'll become a very good player.
Who are the coaches now? Who are you connected?
Jorge Martinez is our head coach, a very good Spanish player or coach. He's been playing since the age of 4 or 5. He's got paddle in his blood. I mean, I think most of the people in the UK know who he is, and a few other people. But yeah, he's our head coach.
And you want to attract, of course, for the new locations also, new trainers and more Spanish people?
It doesn't necessarily need to be Spanish people, but obviously Spanish people have a slight advantage with the fact that they have played this since they were kids, and the way they have learned it as kids, they can also very easily teach it to other people. But yeah, I mean, that's not a requirement to us. You just have to have a passion for paddle. You have to have a charismatic and good personality, because that really counts as well. We're very much about customer service and, you know, giving the customer a good time, but also learning. So it's a combination of the two. And yes, if you have listeners that are coaches that are interested in working in London and around and elsewhere in the UK, they're very welcome to get in touch with us.
You speak Farsi, I think, maybe a bit Swedish.
I speak very much Swedish. That's my main language. Yeah. I speak Farsi and I speak English and a little bit of German as well.
Could you say I love padel in Swedish or in also Farsi?
Jag älskar paddel. Man älskar paddel alltså.
In the location. Yeah, we all love paddel, yeah. Padium, the name, how did it start?
So when I started this business, I wanted to brand it differently to most of the other places that I had seen. My main mission was that I wanted a name that did not contain the name paddle, because it gets lost in the crowd of all the other paddle places. But I wanted to use the paddle. So then we played around with a few different words. I hired a very good branding agency, Poppins, in London. And they came up with this as one of alternatives that I was looking at and considering, Padium. It's a play on words of paddle and stadium. And
that's what I was thinking about.
Padium, yeah. And it's a made-up word, but it sounds good, and I love it. And we're standing out from the paddle crowd.
The courts, they have an upper part where you can see the courts. Is that a bit of the view on the stadium thing? Like, normal stadium has also a tribune, like a view on it?
Yeah, so it's a mezzanine floor you're referring to. That was mainly built with the intention to build a social space, because I want to build a community. I want people to come here. You've seen, maybe we have sofas,
table tennis.
Yeah, table tennis, sofas. And it's quite a nice living room area. I'm working on getting heating in there so people can sit there throughout the year. But that's mainly from that. But where we're standing right now, which is the corridor, this is what I envisioned with stadium. You know, you're walking into an arena with like lights glowing, and that's what you see right now. That's where the stadium part comes
in. Yeah, and the area is actually also very specific, of course. If you talk about this area, there are a lot of people walking here around.
Yeah, no. It's a very busy area, and it's now coming up to 5 o'clock, and you know, people are leaving their work a little bit earlier to come and have a game of paddle. It's really exciting. You will see if you stay around here for a while, you will see a lot of people coming and a lot of familiar faces. We've only been open for 3 months, but you can tell people are getting to know each other, and it's a nice sort of family feeling.
The pro shop is actually, when you enter, is immediately on the right. Can you tell me a little bit more about the route, what you see?
Yeah, so as you walk in, first of all, we have the outdoor courts, and then you walk in into this sort of hallway that we've created. Right side, we have the pro shop, and inside of the pro shop, we have our Ace Bar, which is our smoothie bar. We also sell beers and Vitamin Wells and Nocos. They're, by the way, one of our sponsors. And we sell rackets and all the equipment, and that's where the reception is. And from the hallway on the left side, we have changing rooms, and in the changing rooms, we have towel service, we have nice showers, and you know, attention to detail when it comes to these things to create that good environment that you have, similar to if you go to a premium club, you know, same things that you would expect from that. And then if you continue down the hallway, you have staircases on both right and left side. You can go up the mezzanine floor. And as I said, you can go there and chill, have a drink, watch a game before or after the game. Just having a good time, basically. And then 7 indoor courts. And in front of us here, we have the center court. And the center court actually has AI cameras. So you can analyze your game and get all the data on, you know, who scored the most points and who made the most mistakes and all that kind of stuff. Plus, you can run out if you want as well. We have ample of space on the side of the courts.
You've seen a lot of courts in Sweden. Do they have the same, or did you put some extra in it?
The clubs that I saw in Sweden had the high level and standard of detail that I really liked. I think I took that in as inspiration, but I put my own sort of thinking and design. It was actually my idea to design it the way it is currently. So that was a bit of a vision that I had in my own mind. But of course, my inspiration were the Swedish clubs. I wanted to raise the bar and create something quite nice. And you can see, like, we worked with the details of like the lights and the smell and all these little things. They matter. So yeah, it adds to the whole overall experience.
Is there any interest to just host also for kind of FIP Rise court tournament or these kind of things?
Yeah. We're quite selective, I would say. We're very careful of how we build our brand going forward. We're not just a facility where external parties can hire the space and run their tournaments. It would have to be aligned with us in terms of branding. But yeah, we are open to the idea. If it's a premium tournament that is aligned with what we value, then sure. We had a Pro-Am tournament a couple of weeks ago where we had some celebrity players like John Terry and Bobby Zamora playing against or together with 8 professionals. So that was a huge success.
That's immense. Because of the location, and it's a wonderful place, the prices are a little bit different maybe to other padel courts. Can you tell me about what you pay, what, how it works?
Yeah, so we charge £80 an hour or £20 per person for the courts. Yeah, it's more higher price point than probably the other places in the UK, but we're also in a very expensive area. Rents are not cheap here, and you know, our, the cost of building this with all the details that goes into it kind of justifies those prices. And people are not really finding it sort of unfair given the service they receive and the product that they have. It's comparable to any sort of, you know, if you would want to go to any gym class in London today, you're going to go to a spinning session or any sort of individual class, you pay £20-25 per person. So it's in line with those.
The outside court has lights, but now no one is playing.
I guess it's because it's pretty cold right now, but is no one playing? I think they are.
Shall we walk out? Let's see. And it's just a few steps. Of course, we are in the corridor. The lights are on now. Yeah, when I came in, there was no one playing, but I see someone is going on the court.
Yeah, they're just opening up the... So it's 1 minute to five, and one of the guys is just opening up the locks because there's a game going on.
At 5 o'clock is the perfect moment to play here outside.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's
and
a beautiful...
And cold is not a problem. You're playing, you get hot.
Exactly. We can ask. Luke, is someone going to be playing on the court? There we go.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much for this wonderful conversation. Just one more thing. The gear you play with, you have a racket.
I do.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
I play with a Babolat Viper. I love Babolat. They're mainly a really good brand, a good quality brand, but also one of our sponsors. So I'm quite loyal to that brand.
I almost forget, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Always playing left or right?
I usually play on the left side. Yeah.
And are you more an advantage, like do you more attack or do you more...
I'd say I'm more defensive, yeah.
And do you have like a few players you play with together, like the same players for like maybe even tournaments, these kind of things?
No. I'm not on that level to do tournaments, not yet. But I have some good friends that I've gotten into paddle and I tend to play with them. But no, I even participate in open matches. Also to just get a vibe and see what people think of the club. Just, you know, joining those games. And it's really fun. I get to know a lot of people that come to the club. It's really nice.
Yeah, maybe come to an open match also in Amsterdam and we meet each other there.
I'd love to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.